Hey guys, it's Michaela from michaelaj.com. How are you? I hope you're thriving. Happy Saturday because every day is a Saturday in Michaela's world. So this is actually a concept I'm going to talk about today is the concept of Saturday. I started this literally just this past week. I had a really productive Saturday, spent some time with friends, still got things done. And yeah, it was just a really good day. And personally, I know that my low energy, low vibe days are always on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And so I was looking at my week, planning things out, knowing like, well, this day's going to be a little bit more stressful than that one. And what can I do to make my Tuesday better so I'm not so low vibe this week? And that really just comes from touching within yourself. That didn't make sense. And knowing that my low vibe days are Tuesdays and Wednesdays just comes from a lot of self-reflection. On those days, I would feel like I had a lot to do, I wouldn't have a lot of time in between classes, and I just kind of noticed that pattern over a span of time, basically over this semester, because it does change with my school schedule. So, anyways, I was planning out my week and I was like, what can I do to make sure my vibes are high this week? Like, I have a few exciting things going on. I want to make sure that I'm attracting the right things into my life, keeping positivity at the forefront of everything I do. And I just came up with this idea that every day is going to be a Saturday. I'm a huge fan of Kara Alvileva. She wrote Style Your Mind and Girl Code. She has a podcast, website, all the shenanigans. All the shenanigans, friends. And she has a podcast called Style Your Mind, like her workbook. She talks about how she lives in her own world. And on her Instagram story, she always puts that it's a great day in Kara's world. And she also ingrained in me this concept of what are you available for? So that means, like, if you have friends that are super low vibe, really negative, and they're really bringing you down, you're not available for them anymore. Like, I'm not saying drop your friends because you can't really do that easily and be a decent person, I guess. But what I'm saying is maybe you're not going to take up a certain job offer because you're not available for that kind of thing anymore. The pay is not as much as you deserve. You're not available for that anymore. And I'm not available for low vibe days anymore. Honestly, I just have too much going on to be feeling low vibe on certain days, and it's a waste of a beautiful day. And luckily, this week, I live in Nebraska. So on Tuesday, we had beautiful weather, like clear blue skies. It was like almost 60 degrees. I was wearing like a tank top and a cardigan. Your girl was happy, got nice coffee. And I was walking to one of my classes and I saw people just playing frisbee outside. I was taking some Insta stories and it's just like, wow, what a great day for a Saturday. Like, this is just beautiful. I guess I'm giving you guys advice. So let's do some actionable plans here. I want you to figure out what days are your lowest vibrations. That sounded so weird because I couldn't figure out how I wanted to word it. What day do you feel the least energized, I guess? Like, for you, is it Wednesdays? Do you not like Mondays? What is it? And then figure out what day you're most energized. Usually, this will be Fridays, Saturdays, or Sundays for people just because it's the weekend. Usually, you don't have to work, you don't have school, yada, 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 shenanigans, the whole nine yards. Guys, one of my workout teachers says shenanigans all the time, and it's like starting to wear on me. I'm kind of obsessed with the word now. So anyways, once you have those 2 days picked out, figure out what you can do to make every single day feel like your high vibe day. For me, Saturdays, obviously, I love them because I have the whole day to literally do whatever I want. I love to wake up early. I like to do some cleaning. I like to go to the gym, come back, organize, do dishes, whatever. And then I can shower, get ready, and have a really productive day outside of my apartment, or go hang out with friends, or hang out with my boyfriend, or do whatever. So I love Saturdays because I have that freedom. So I go into every single day of the week now knowing that I have the freedom to do whatever I want. Yes, I have to work every Monday through Friday, basically. Yes, I have to go to my classes. Yes, I have to do my homework. But once you switch your mindset, saying that you get to do those things, everything changes. So, for example, on Monday, I have three classes. And so, if I just woke up and I had been feeling like, I don't want to go to class today, I remind myself, no, Michaela, it's Saturday. You get to do whatever the fuck you want. And you get to go to those classes. Think of it as a class you signed up for to take as like a workshop on a Saturday morning. And that completely changes it because it's something you get to do. And then it makes it more of a privilege to go do that. I would really encourage you guys to try this, figuring out your low vibe days, your high vibe days, and making every day like your high vibe day just a little bit and switching that mindset because I've had the best week I've had in a long time. Every time I would start to feel low or drained of energy, I would just say, on a Saturday, I would be happy to be doing this. Or on a Saturday, I would do this to make myself a little bit happier. And honestly, it all plays into what you're receiving in your life. And I'm going to go deeper into this in a different podcast because I could probably talk about this for another 5 minutes and I don't want this to be too long. But what you put out into the universe, the energy you're putting out, the vibes, is what comes back to you. So if you're being a really positive person, you're being kind, you're being giving, you're getting your shit done, you're working your hardest. It's going to come back to you. You're going to have more positive people in your life. You're going to have more opportunities come to you. You're going to have more money come to you. Literally, it's the law of attraction, basically. It's manifesting. It's all of that good stuff, baby. I am so weird. And I want you guys to think about this in terms of how you're acting right now. Are you kind of negative? Do you complain a lot? Are you not appreciating things around you? That's also going to contribute to your low vibe days. Because if it's a day where you just have a lot going on, you have a lot to do for school, you got to work, you're busy, blah, 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 and you're being negative on top of that, that's exactly what the universe is going to bring you back because it doesn't know any otherwise. We are the co-creators of our lives, and you have to tell the universe what you want. By being negative, you're telling the universe, hit me with your best shot, basically. And I don't know about you, but that's not the life I want to live. I want to be positive. I want good things to come to me easily. I want money to come to me easily, opportunities, positive people, etc., etc. So that all plays into your low vibe days. So take a good look at that, maybe journal it out, figure out what you can do to start reversing that. And I know a part of this is who you're surrounded by. So if you're surrounded by negative people, start hanging out with yourself a little bit more. I know it's not always easy to just like make a new friend, especially now that we're in college. Like, I am a junior, so people have their friend groups. I'm not just gonna like walk up to people and be like, hey, be my friend. Hi, I'm Michaela. I have a podcast and a blog. Hey. So you just spend some time alone, figuring out what you want, figuring out how you can change things for yourself. Because remember, you're in this life for you. And if you're spending a lot of time with negative people, you're also helping feed their life negativity by supporting that, and nobody wants to do that. I can vouch that I am one of the most positive people I know, and my friends know this because I scream my positivity into their ears all the time. When me and my friend Caleb were in France, I was like, oh, it's fine, we're fine, this is great, like things could be way worse, and he was definitely ready to kill me a few times. Hey, Caleb, when you listen to this. But that's okay because it helps change the people around you as well. Like by the end of the trip, Caleb can even vouch for this that he was feeling more positive. Like we went through some shit, which is gonna be a story time, and he was feeling more positive afterwards. I honestly felt pretty accomplished. So not only are you gonna feel good, every day is going to be a fucking Saturday for you. You're going to feel awesome. Things are going to be coming at you so fast, you're not going to know what to do with them. And people around you are going to notice that and they'll be like, damn, like, Brittany got her shit together. Like, she's positive. She's looking good. She got a new job. She's making money. Okay. And you want people to have that positive perception of you because people are attracted to positive energy as well. If you want to be the kind of person that lights up a room when you walk in, that comes from within, from being positive, from just having a really glowing energy. That doesn't come from your fucking reflexive ass concealer to cover your under eye bags because you haven't been sleeping, because you've been binging Netflix and not doing your homework. That's not where it comes from, sis. So let's review really quick. Figure out your low vibe day. What day of the week do you usually feel like shit? For me, it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Could be different for you. What day do you feel awesome? I love Mondays. I also love Saturdays. Saturdays when I have my most freedom, so that's what I reflect on. Happy Saturday. And then figure out what about your high vibe day makes you feel so high vibe and bring that into your low vibe days. Start every day telling yourself, happy Saturday, and you will start to believe it. And then lastly, I want you to reflect on whether or not you're being a positive or a negative person because that will play into this so much. And I'm not saying a positive person has to be happy all the time. You can rant to your friends. I rant sometimes. I'm like, damn, I'm exhausted. I did a million things today. But I'm doing a million things because I'm genuinely a positive person, so I have a lot of opportunities for me. You see where I'm going? You catch my drift? Okay, guys, happy Saturday. It's actually Saturday when I post this, but every day is Saturday in Michaela's world. And I want to leave you with this little French saying that is my absolute favorite. And it's tu es sage comme une image. And it's you are good as gold. So happy Saturday, guys. Talk to you later.